This article is called Supreme Justice, and it's written by myself. And it is accompanied by a photo of the building in question, supplied by the editor. Most readers will be aware of the critical importance of the decisions of the US Supreme Court. Some have an impact worldwide. Recent months have served to highlight their potential significance in relation to American presidential elections, and the court has determined the outcome of at least one such recent election. The building itself is imposing and awe-inspiring, which seems to reinforce its importance. It sits alongside other beautiful buildings in Washington, D.C., which I have been fortunate to visit several times. In the 1990s, we made two visits to the White House, and the tours included several of the state rooms. We were also able to tour the Capitol building and had access to the old Senate House with its 100 exquisitely carved wooden desks. Now there is a new underground visitor center. In the 1990s, we had a choice of two public restaurants in the Capitol building itself, the Senator's Dining Room or the U.S. Senate Restaurant. Less beautiful, but infamous, is the Watergate building, which in 2005 provided us with a good hotel. But back to the Supreme Court. During one trip, we stood in line and after security checks were admitted to witness the afternoon's proceedings. We were lucky. The Supreme Court sits for 9 months of the year and in the autumn sits in public only 2 weeks out of four. I have sat through many High Court family proceedings for work, so I'm used to court cases, but I found it hard to follow the case being heard in the Supreme Court and I can't recall the details. However, the process was interesting. The lawyer or lawyers on each side have 30 minutes to present their case to the 9 Supreme Court judges. Any or all of the judges can interrupt with questions for clarification as often as they feel necessary, and this counts as part of the 30 minutes. Hence, lawyers spend months preparing their case so as to try to anticipate every possible angle and preempt judges' interruptions. At the end of 30 minutes, the lawyer must stop his submission, even if they are in mid-sentence. When both lawyers have made their case, or more accurately, had their 30 minutes, the judges retire. They reserve judgment, which is usually handed down several weeks later. So I don't know the outcome of my case. Notwithstanding that, the judges are highly qualified and experienced legal minds, it was not, to my mind, a very satisfactory way to operate. As a way of determining such critical and significant matters as is the case in the US, it did not obviously have the level of robust inquiry that I expected. I was left feeling less than convinced by the process, but I remain awed by the building itself, and as a member of the public, I was made to feel far more welcome by court officials there than when I attended the public gallery at the Old Bailey.